passion for God and compassion for our neighbor, reaching our region and beyond with the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. This is Crosswinds Church. And now, here's Pastor Kurt Truxas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Crosswinds. We are excited to be here to celebrate God's goodness to us for the past year. And exciting time to have our Spirit Lake campus join us down here in Spencer to celebrate what God has been doing. So,
and I just want to ask you, like, when was the last time you threw a party? When was the last time that you invited your friends, your neighbors over, you served hot wings and super nachos and all that kind of food that we shouldn't eat, but you threw a party because you had something to celebrate? My guess is that most of us don't stop and take time to celebrate. We only do it when we're forced to by holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if the truth was told, most of us feel like we're too busy to stop and celebrate. Doesn't it feel sort of like wrong when you stop and have a party? You feel like you're resting when you should be working. But when you turn to the Bible, what you find is God commands us at times to stop, to look back on what he's done, and to celebrate. God wants us to do that.
Yeah, God wants his people to celebrate. In fact, in the Old Testament, he set aside numerous days, even at times weeks, for his people to pause and to celebrate. In fact, if you look at the Old Testament, you can go week by week and see every week there was a day set aside, the Sabbath, a time to rest, to remember God's work at creation, and to celebrate. The first day of every single month, there was a new moon festival. It was a time, a feast, to gather and to celebrate. Every spring, there was the Passover, a week-long festival, a celebration, remembering what God had done for the people of Israel, leading them out of slavery in Egypt. A couple weeks after that was the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks was a time for the people of Israel to commemorate and to dedicate the first fruits of the wheat harvest. You fast forward into the fall, and in the fall there was the Feast of Trumpets, a day set aside to getting ready for the Day of the Atonement. The Day of the Atonement was a day to remember God's great redemption for the people of Israel. And then there was the Feast of Booths. And the Feast of Booths was like the party of all parties. It was an entire week-long campout for the people of Israel to remember the ways that God had provided for them, that God had restored them and had walked with them while they were in the wilderness for 40 years on their way to the Promised Land. God wants his people to celebrate. God has created us for enjoyment, to express our joy, and frankly, the best way to express that joy is to express it. It's to feast, it's to gather with friends, and to celebrate what God has been doing in our lives and in the lives of our church. But if we're honest, a lot of us probably wouldn't fit in the Old Testament. A lot of us would be a little uncomfortable with the schedule of all of the feasts and all the times to pause and to celebrate. For many of us, we would find ourselves to be too busy to pause and celebrate. Or for many of us, we would say that we're too serious for that. Or we'd even call ourselves too holy to stop and celebrate. But that gets at a problem. Holiness and celebration are not opposites. Holiness and enjoying one another and enjoying God's goodness is not, they're not enemies against one another. God has created us to celebrate. It's what they did in the Old Testament, and it's our hope that that's what we do here at Crosswinds this morning, but also every single day and every single week.
As we were thinking about what it would mean for us to be biblical and to take time to stop, to look back and celebrate, we thought about a psalm that really talks about this. It's Psalm 100. Let me read it to you. It's only five verses. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This simple psalm talks about two things. Why should we celebrate as Christians, and how should we celebrate?
First, why should we celebrate? Well, I guess there's a couple different reasons on why we should celebrate as Christians. The first one being because of our identity, because of who we are, thanks to Christ Jesus. Take a look, if you have a Bible, again at verse 3. It says this, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Over the past year at Crosswinds, both here in Spencer as well as up in Spirit Lake, we had the opportunity to go through the book of Ephesians. And as we were working our way through the book of Ephesians, we saw that this is a book that talks about our identity. It talks about who we are in Christ because of what Christ has done for us. In that book, we see that we are called holy. We are called blessed. We are called forgiven. That we are called adopted sons and daughters. That we are called redeemed by his blood. That we are united with Christ. That we are his glorious inheritance. Ephesians tells us that we are the most blessed beings in the entire universe because of the great kindness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. In fact, if God wanted to show us more kindness, or if God wanted to give us more of his goodness, it would be impossible, because in Christ we see the greatest display of God's power on our behalf. And that's what we celebrate this morning. That's what we celebrate every single Sunday, both here in Spencer and up in Spirit Lake. It's a time to celebrate who we are because of Christ. We celebrate our identity in Christ.
So the first reason we celebrate is because of who we are through Jesus. We couldn't be more blessed. The second thing that this psalm tells us to celebrate is because God is good. Hasn't God been good? He has been so good to us. He's been good to us individually. I mean, we're here, we have our health. Many of you have family that are with you. Many of you have done okay financially, and you have a job, there's food on the table. We have a free country where we can worship our Savior. God has been so good to us individually. But God has been good to us corporately as a church, hasn't he? I've been at Crosswinds for 7 years, and I look back on one of my first leadership board meetings there. And one of the first things they brought up in one of my first meetings there was this problem, this debt we had of about $250,000 in a balloon payment that was going to be coming due. And we didn't have a way that we would naturally be able to handle this within the budget. And so we prayed about it and decided that we would ask the people to give towards it. And God was so good. Back then, in only 2 years, the people gave above and beyond their normal offering to retire that debt of $250,000. God was so good. And then, as soon as we finished that, some of you have been around Crosswinds long enough to know what happened, but as soon as we finished it, we had the leaking roof, and remember the flooding basement, and the black mold, and all this stuff, and like, what do we do now? Time to go right back into debt, and yet, we brought it before the people in the congregation, and God was so good, and he moved hearts. And in this time, not in 2 years, but in only 1 year, the congregation paid off that new debt of several $100,000. God is so good. And we began to pursue the vision God had given us of not just being a campus and a church that is in one community, but of reaching Northwest Iowa with the gospel. And God began drawing some of you here from Spencer up to Spirit Lake. You guys remember that? You began driving that distance, and this core group began to emerge. And we also had to do some video makeovers and some stage changes. And before a single hammer was swung, God's people had given all the funds for that. God was good. He was being faithful. And then from there, God provided the money through the goodness of his people and through his provision for all the technology that we are using today. And God brought us Pastor Jordan, a wonderful campus pastor who I consider a good friend and a wonderful brother. God has been so good to us. And then last year at this time, the Spencer campus opened. And this campus has not just survived, but guys, you have grown. There are new people that have become part of the Spencer campus. And now we are a church that doesn't just exist in one community, but we're a church that is doing together what we can't do alone. We exist in two communities, working with each other and strengthening each other and being like the being able to synergize. And it's all because God has provided. God has been so good, hasn't he? How can we do anything but just celebrate today? We have to celebrate God's goodness.
You know, God has been good to us, but he's also been faithful to us. Psalm 100, verse 5, that we just read here, says, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Throughout every age, God has been perfectly faithful to his people. Even when we stray, even when we wander, even when we are unfaithful ourselves, God has been faithful to us. And as I look back at the last year and the years leading up to this launch, I just pause. I thank God for his great faithfulness to us. Pastor Kurt mentioned some of the ways that he has been faithful to us. He's been faithful in providing us with the funds to be able to launch. He was faithful in providing us with volunteers who serve tirelessly, many of them every single Sunday here in Spencer as well as up in Spirit Lake. And God has been faithful to us in ways that might seem small but aren't really all that small. We gather in a building that doesn't have any air conditioning. And yet last summer we continued to grow and thrive because God was faithful to us. But I think the most astounding way that God has been faithful to our church is that he's encouraged us. There have been times, I'm going to be honest, where I have found myself a little discouraged, a little too much focused on what God was not doing than what God had done. And God has reminded me, and God has reminded all of us, time and time again, of his faithfulness, of his promise that Jesus shared to his disciples that he would build his church and even the gates of Hades would not overcome it. And he is doing that. He's doing that here in Spencer. He's doing that in Spirit Lake. And we are privileged to join in with what God is doing because of his faithfulness. Why do we worship God? Why do we celebrate what God is doing? Well, we do it because of our identity. We do it because of his goodness. And we do it because of his faithfulness. But this psalm doesn't just tell us why to celebrate. It also tells us how to celebrate. So how should we celebrate?
It said in verse 2 that we should serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness is an attitude, isn't it? The proper way to respond and to celebrate is with an attitude of joy, an attitude of gladness in our heart for what God has done. Now, I know that a number of you have burdens that are on your heart today, things that worry you, things that concern you about the future and what's around the corner. But I just challenge you today. Today, just push that aside for a little bit and look back upon what God has done, about how faithful and good and kind God has been in your life and in the life of Crosswinds. Yeah. And have an attitude of joy and gladness because of what Jesus has done here. I wish I could give you a window through which you could look and you could see the things that Jordan and I see on a weekly basis. Marriages that were heading for disaster. They're on the rocks in both Spencer and Spirit Lake. But because of what God has done in the Crosswinds Church, couples are restored and they're healthy and they're strong. Young couples who are about ready to get married and yet they got off on the right foot because they were able to get good biblical counseling about what a Christian marriage looks like in both the Spencer and Spirit Lake campus. God has done that. People who are far from God have been brought near to God because of what's happened in Spencer and Spirit Lake through Crosswinds Church. On both communities, it's been so good. People who didn't have any sense of community, a place where they belong, all of a sudden they love Crosswinds Church in Spencer and in Spirit Lake because this is now their family. This is the place they belong. And I look back on all these things that God has done, and how can you not but have a huge smile on your face? I know as I'm talking to you and saying these things, some of you are sitting there with smiles on your face because God has been good. And you just have to have gladness in your heart. It's the proper way to respond and to celebrate God's goodness.
Yeah, we celebrate with an attitude of gladness, but we also celebrate with words of thanksgiving. I just want to read verse 4 for you here. It says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name." And that's really what this day is all about. It's an opportunity for us to speak words of thanksgiving and gratitude for all of the things that God has done for us over the past year, over the past years, in our lives, in our church's life, that God has been good. So we speak words of thanksgiving. In fact, in a few moments, we're actually going to have some people, both from Spencer and Spirit Lake, come up here and just share how they've seen God at work. We're going to speak words of thanksgiving about how God's been at work here in Spencer, how God's been at work in Spirit Lake. And when you hear those, it's just our prayer that you would respond in thanksgiving as well. But let's not just stop there. After we get done with this service, we're going to gather together for a feast, not all that unlike the Old Testament. The food will probably be a little different, but we're going to have a feast nonetheless with the same purpose in mind, to celebrate God's goodness to us. It's our hope that as we gather together with our family and friends, as you gather around tables, that you would take time to speak words of thanksgiving. Share how you've seen God at work in your life, in the lives of those who are around you. That you would speak and celebrate with words of thanksgiving.
So we celebrate. We celebrate today with attitudes of gladness. We celebrate with words of thanksgiving. But you remember that text that Jordan just read in verse 2, where it said, "And enter his courts with praise"? What's probably the most natural way to celebrate something? Sing. You sing with joy when you're just bursting with thankfulness. And I think it was, when I was studying this text, I couldn't help but think about what happened when I was, when my children were first born. I had one son, and then I had a second son, and when Daniel was born, I remember coming home from the hospital, and I was in my Ford Explorer, and that was the days when I was younger, and I had a big stereo system and a subwoofer in the back, you know, you could turn up and make everything shake. And I couldn't help it, but there I was leaving the hospital at the stoplight, and I turned my stereo up as about as loud as it went. I turned my subwoofer up, so I was completely shaking the entire intersection. And I was playing the Rich Mullins song, "Our God is an Awesome God." You know, like, "Our God is an awesome God. Like, God, you are so awesome. You haven't just given me one son, but you have given me two." And I couldn't help but sing with joy and bursting with thankfulness from the bottom of my heart. It was a natural expression of God's goodness. And as I thought about this, God just hasn't given us one campus, but he's given us two. Two communities where people are falling in love with Jesus Christ. Two communities where people who are far from God are being brought near to God. And two communities where a church is healthy and strong. God has been good. So why do we celebrate? Because of who we are through Jesus. Because of God's incredible goodness. Because of God's incredible faithfulness. How do we celebrate? Well, we celebrate with singing. We celebrate with words. And we celebrate with an attitude of gladness and joy. My friends, we're going to sing now, and it's time for us to celebrate from the bottom of our heart. Amen.
Please stand and let's celebrate.